And you know who helped me? The real Jesus helped me. The real Jesus helped me understand. I studied what he said. I got to know the real Jesus. Not the rendition. If I tried to live by the rendition of what ministers say Jesus said, I would still have my troubles. I killed those temptations back in 1988. I was surprised at how easy life became when the Lord taught me how to don't feel falling. He taught me to love people. Actually, he taught me the first thing, to love the people I was tempted with. Don't see them as an object, see them as a person, a sister. And I prayed, I said, Lord, I want to see every woman on this earth beside my wife as Joan, Gail, and Karen, my sisters. I love my sisters. So I love the women that was flirting. And then I prayed for them. You know, the best man in my, Terrence Givens was my best man when I first got married. And he said, if you ever feel tempted, don't just pray for yourself, pray for the woman too. So I took it a step farther. He learned this from Elder Lewis. Set me free. It works. I learned to take authority over Satan. And that's the originator of the deception and the enticement and the temptation. And I said, Satan, you can't tempt me with her and you can't tempt her with me. And it's like it just evaporated. All the temptation, I got stronger. My love for God got stronger. And I kept studying the word, I got stronger. But the temptations lasted until the Lord taught me not to fear falling. See, I had a fear of falling. I thought I was going to fall. I thought I was going to fall away, start doing wrong. And as long as I feared that crap, it was real. It seemed like I might fall. Sometimes preachers don't like to say what really happened because it's embarrassing. Well, this is how it is. Well, you know, it is embarrassing to say you was tempted, to admit that you were tempted. But guess what? Everybody gets tempted. And God called me to be a minister, an apostle. Now, I didn't know I was an apostle back then. But I knew I had the responsibility of living right and doing right. Because I'm a Christian, not just a preacher. But I really wanted to do Jesus right. He died on the cross for me to get me out of this mess, and I didn't want to jump back in the soup. I didn't want to go back to that crap of the world. When I got saved, I wanted to be done with the world. I had the desire, and I saw Jesus, and I ran to him, and I read his word, because his words comforted me. The real Jesus, the words of the real Jesus comforted me. And I learned to love like he loves. I was never trained to be a businessman when I first started my business. I was trained to be a mechanic. But because I treated people right, I became a businessman. I didn't set out to become a businessman. A real businessman is an honest man, a man of integrity. I wanted to have integrity. That was very important because Jesus has integrity. I wanted to be strong when nobody's watching. I want to do what's right when nobody's noticing. Because that, my friend, is the heart of God. That's the love of God. When you fill your heart with the love of God, that's what happens for you. And this kind of strength comes from God. It's not from the world. We're made in his image and we're attracted to it. Everybody's attracted to the life of God. Even the sinners. They wish they had the life of God. They just want to excuse themselves to do wrong. For whatever gain they can get. They feel more powerful. They like to feel better than others. See, the world system is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It wants satisfaction. All the world system is a person that wants satisfaction at other people's expense. But the way of God is you fill your heart with His love and you contribute to life and not take it away. You don't depend on people for anything. And those that help you are a blessing, and thank God for them. A lot of preachers, they campaign for money. They turn their money, their ministry, into some form of fundraiser. But I love God, and He'll have to raise my funds for me. I'm not fundraising. That's why my stuff is free. And you know, it's not just that I would love to put books on the shelves because more people there's a greater audience of people that'll get them. But what happens to people that's an unknown author like me? If you don't write a New York Times bestseller, it's hard to sell books. So I started my ministry where I could. I'm sowing everything. And it's not about making money off books. That don't concern me. I want people to get the information. So I give the information, and I'm believing God to help me get it out there where people need it before they die. So that what He gave me can help as many people as possible. And I don't care if I don't get rich from it. That's not my problem. He said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." This is just a path. Selling books is not wrong. The laborer is worthy of his hire. And it costs money to publish books. It costs thousands of dollars to sell millions of copies. It's just the way it is. It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to sell millions of copies. So I can't go buy millions of books and I don't have the money to pay the people, the publishers. And they love to buy the books. But I left information so people that want to contribute can contribute to the website. But I don't beg and borrow and worry folks about money. The thing is, it's important. The things of God is just too important for that. I try to make ministry accessible. It's important to go forward in the things of God. God has a lot to say, and there's so many people dying, and their soul is worth more than their money. Your soul is worth more than your possessions. If I see you in heaven, that's a huge reward to me. The real Jesus will get you there. Study what He said. Study His word. You're studying what He said from His heart. And it's not to be taken lightly. It will help you. It will take you forward. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Your life is very important to Him. And He wants to do great things in your life. Don't look at what you can do. Look at what He can do in you as you cooperate. The more you trust God, the more peace you walk in. Follow the peace. Follow His peace. And enjoy your life. Enjoy every stage of life. You may not know what others know. You're not expected to. You know what you know. Be faithful with what you know. But continually study the words of the real Jesus and His disciples. His real disciples. They portray the real Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Jesus got them started. But look at what He did with His people as they graduated forward. And you'll know Him. Those that stand and last and do what's right and do exploits, they know God. They've gotten to know the real Jesus. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord.